cliffcentral.com.
Yes, it is cliffcentral.com, but here we are on Belighted with Ramion Romeo on a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning.
Ayo. Wow, man. What an awesome day.
It is. It is. I was confused about the weather, Maromza. Hello, Maromza.
Good morning, Maromza.
How are you?
Kishap.
Hey, Upila.
You know, I love your life, Joe. You know, I love your life. You know, it's like you went to this event and you don't remember what you did, but you did something awesome.
I go away. You know what? But why are you like this?
No,
why are you like this?
You know what? I think having known you for over 20 years, it's amazing how it's like your creativity is on your stage. You get on stage and you are not sure what you, as you walk to on stage, you're not sure what you're going to say. But then you get on stage and you something comes and you say something awesome.
Yeah, that's the part of that's the power of my money maker right there.
I remember you and I went to Old Mutual some event in Polokwane.
In Polokwane, yes.
And then
yes.
I think there's something that you said that really caught my attention, and to date I still remember. I don't think you remember it, but I will tell you what you said.
Okay, I don't remember.
And
what
you
said,
"These were your words, that whatever happens, never neglect or take for granted the power of regular miracles."
Oh yes. I need to
and regular miracles
like
you're referring to waking up, getting into your car,
just
you know,
breathing.
Going to work, breathing, yeah. You know, having to go to an ATM to withdraw something.
Yeah.
It's regular miracles that we take for granted.
It's right now I need a cash miracle. Guys, if you know my number, e-wallet, please guys, I'm begging you. I need an e-wallet immediately.
So if I had to interview and say, okay, sell yourself, someone needs to give you money, how would you sell yourself?
One of the things that you need to know, if you're to give me money, know that it will not be in vain. Okay.
Yeah.
I will turn that money into gold. And I'm a very good investment. I'm a worthy investment.
Right.
So if you know my number, please just e-wallet Clevertong. It doesn't matter from which bank. There's that other one, Standard Bank. There's a code that happens. APSA has its own.
You can use WeChat.
You can use anything.
Yeah.
But please, guys,
tell
me.
Yeah.
I'm begging for money. I'm asking. Mm. I've got 3 children. I'm a single mother. And they are with no prospects of having a boyfriend.
Ooh.
And I've been looking. Trust me.
Looking for them.
I've been looking because I thought they were looking for me. Then I realized the ones that are looking are not the ones I'm looking for. And now I'm looking, hoping that I will find what I'm looking for.
Right.
But there's nothing like that. Okay. But anyway, I don't know how we got to that point. But welcome. Welcome to Belighted with Rami and Romeo.
This is beautiful thing about podcast. You know, it can reach the US. Somebody sends you dollars.
Hey,
you see, so
someone like Common.
There we go.
Oh, Chris Rock,
never,
guys.
Ever.
Yo,
because you know
guys,
what,
if someone would love me enough to organize Chris Rock for me.
Or something about podcast.
And
you can
Common.
Actually tweet him to download this actual podcast.
Okay, dear, come on.
Yes, there we go.
Hey, baby. Yeah, yes.
Anyway, welcome to our listeners. And
yes, absolutely.
And of course, if you want to interact with us on the show, 079-748-2090. That's 079-748-2090. And at least, Alil Zaming, just one nyana WhatsApp nyana so that we can read it. We promise we are going to read it. Don't send us messages to our private phones.
Well, they do. Well,
they
but
do,
we read them
but
anyway.
But we need to get into the program.
We need to show that we can use the Cliff Central WhatsApp number.
Yeah,
you know?
At least. You know,
maybe
busy.
We must start running a competition on the Cliff Central WhatsApp number, ne?
Yeah,
and then if you do a personal thing, you'd get
disqualified.
People like
Bupuleng,
so we disqualify them.
We disqualify them completely. All right.
And you're looking absolutely snazzy. You look like you've got a 10 o'clock meeting. You're looking beautiful today. Wow. What a suit.
Thank you.
What
thank
did
you.
We do to deserve this goodness on such a
Monday? I'm on some Mashangani colors. You know, I'm not afraid of color.
No, but that is a very beautiful color. You're looking absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You look absolutely fantastic. And I hope you had a beautiful week and a weekend. And the other week, so now I last week my week was so busy that I forgot to show up for the show.
Pella, you remember? Maybe the guest is listening. You got caught up. You were busy.
Yes, I was caught up. No,
were...
no. But then being caught up, like, but it's that's because I was so caught up. Like complete time escaped me.
You must accept my calendar invites because they will remind you.
I don't know how to use those things.
You must send me
an email and say
no, but reminder.
No,
because that's what will. So if you put a 2-hour reminder, because remember the same thing happened to me because I didn't have it in my calendar.
Okay, I'll try and use that thing, but I don't know how
I'll
to
show you
use
don't
it.
Work.
I don't know how to
I'll
use
show.
It.
Awesome.
But anyway, today we have got a beautiful show lined up.
Yeah.
For us, it's amazing. And one of
and
the
a very interesting topic.
Very interesting
well.
Topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting topic. I don't know if Romeo wants to introduce the guest or if it's just going
you,
to.
You
let
know
me
what?
Do it.
You should see how I struggled without you. You know when we had Bonker here.
What it did was you do the drum roll yourself?
No,
and try,
I just said
you had nothing.
In the studio. I just went all corporate.
You went
so. I like you know the more you are not.
What
here,
is all
more,
corporate?
No, it's like ladies and gentlemen in the studio today. We are joined by and it was so boring.
Oh, okay. So you do accept that you are boring sometimes.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
All I'm saying, the beautiful thing is sometimes your absence makes one realize your importance.
Oh.
You see, you are so important to the
be
show
absent
because
some more just
we
so
need
that you can
we
be
need
reminded
the,
properly.
The show is not complete without the Rami humor.
Okay.
Yes, everybody knows I'm the corporate guy, serious questions. You need to lighten up the show. And it was the longest 1 hour of my life. Because I kept seeing, where's Rami? Remember, I actually said, even though you're late, come. Because we need the Rami humor. We cannot do the show without. The reason why you and I did this show, I bring the seriousness side, bring the most. Nobody can do Rami better than Rami, trust me.
So I hear. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, enough of us. Like a whole, you took a whole 10 minutes. One of my friends was saying to you guys, you know, you spent 10 minutes talking about yourselves. I was like, oh,
but
sorry, we won't do that.
Thing
I was like, I know.
Yes.
I was like, we have to do it. Yeah. It's like, oh no, no, it's
nobody
it.
Times us. We don't have to worry about the boss listening. I hope he's listening.
He is listening. He is. Oh no, he's doing something else.
Okay.
Oh, and Palisa is like both of them.
Ooh. And Palisa twerk, by the way.
Palisa, that
Palisa
twerk.
And the twerk was on top of my head. And you can imagine how tall I am.
I didn't know she could go that high. People are going, how low can you get? And she's
no,
like,
she's
how high can I go?
How high can I go?
Wow.
All right, anyway.
Okay, we've got in studio today a beautiful, beautiful lady.
Yes.
She is absolutely phenomenal. Okay?
Yeah.
And when I say phenomenal, it's not a joke. It's
beauty
not
and
like
brains.
Beauty and brains and everything in between. You know, when someone, she's got a beautiful heart. You know, when someone has a heart for people, that for me, that is a seller.
And she knows, I call her the president.
Oh, but who?
Because
already,
the moment you touch communities,
yeah, then you're
you
done.
You are the people's champ.
Exactly. Mm. No, she's definitely the people's champ.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, today in studio, we have...
Oh, do you hear the drum roll is
yes.
actually nicer? We
she's
are in the new
media.
Studio, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, yeah. No, we have just went back into our studio now that Taj has left.
Has left the building.
We've got
yeah.
a media entrepreneur. She's an author. She's a women empowerment activist.
Keep going.
And she's got foundations and foundation.
Yes.
And she's a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Image consultant.
Mm-hmm.
She's a facilitator.
She's a CEO.
Hey, she is a managing director as well.
MD.
A Cirrus MD.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And not for one company. Yo, Batong.
Yeah.
Botlhokwa Group.
Botlhokwa Group.
It's a holding company.
Yes.
And it's got three companies under.
Under, yes. Subsidiaries, yes.
Recruit Train.
Yeah.
Hey.
HR.
Feb Image. Bonisa Media.
Yes.
Yeah, all these names, they sound like children's names. Ne?
She owns a calendar, nice.
She's got a journal, a women's journal.
Yes.
The first black woman to have a women's journal.
That's correct, yes.
Women's journal, yes. Her name is...
Don't forget, she's got a book out.
Oh, yes, I did say she's an author. Okay, she has a book out.
And I was saying...
You see, now because you talk too much, the drum roll is gone.
Oh. Let's go. I'm rolling.
You are saying something because you're trying to add on to my intro.
So what I was saying is that she actually has a book, and the book is called Sisterhood. She's a published author, Sisterhood. And I was saying to her.
What did I tell you about saying people's books halfway? Sisterhood Charter. Sisterhood Charter.
Now I wanted to check if you were listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, in studio we've got Bonto Manzi.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Welcome! There we go.
You guys are so funny.
Hello, Bonto.
Hey, Rami, how's it?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Okay.
And she made an effort. She looks so glam.
That's why she's an image consultant.
She made an effort for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to wear makeup, but I put blusher on. You can see, ne? I did.
You look awesome.
Thank you.
I knew you were coming, so you understand.
Okay. Well, in case you wanted to discuss the image thing happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, Bonso, welcome to Belighted.
Thank you.
With me and him, Rami and Romeo.
Right. You sounded like a hater right now. Like in him. Like, what is
no,
that?
Like... Okay, some of the things that Romeo doesn't know about us, Bonso, is that we are actually neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know your neighbors.
Okay.
I know.
Well.
Oh, yeah, he knows.
I know.
Oh,
okay, fine.
Because I remember I came to pick up the diaries for
the
one
diaries
of the events that you sponsored.
Okay,
fine. Okay, she is my neighbor. We live in the same neighborhood.
Evil laugh.
Yeah, evil laugh like with the finger.
Yes, okay.
Okay, and 5 years ago, which Bonso has reminded me, was that we had Fabulous Women Awards.
Mm-hmm.
I was a guest there. And you are laughing at me because you know what Bonso said.
You don't remember what you were doing.
No, because I remember I was a guest. I think I was a guest.
Mm.
And then next thing I was like, I'm asking Bonso, what did I do? Mm. And he's like, no, you spoke. I'm like, oh, yes, I did do something. I remember I spoke.
And you got hijacked.
Yeah, I was hijacked.
You know what's the importance of that? When greatness acknowledges greatness in the
absolutely
room, there's no
so,
way
so true,
you
hey?
Are gonna let a yes. Rami slide. You know how difficult it is to get a Rami in a room.
Ish, yeah, don't even true. Say, don't mention it. Ish, when I'm trying, people, I'm not that unavailable. You know, we are not telling me about greatness and unavailability. You see why I'm single and I'm gigless. Yeah, I don't have a gig. No, stop it. Once a welcome.
Thank you, Rami.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good to see you.
Mm.
Wow. It's been forever.
It's been absolutely. And we're neighbors, can you imagine?
I know.
But you know what's the problem? I think social media makes us think that we're actually talking.
Absolutely.
Because we like,
so
we comment, and we're thinking, and we actually haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah.
Physically.
So true.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine. Before Romeo, you know, Romeo would likes asking very, very difficult questions, likes to get into the mix of things and all of that. I'm not even going to go there. Please tell us a bit about yourself. Mwana wako Soshanguve.
Mwana wako Soshanguve. Hey,
mwana
so true.
Yeah.
I grew up in Soshanguve in a Christian home. My father is a pastor. So
Joy.
I grew up with a tech pastor's kid.
So you're
kid.
A PK.
Yeah, you're a PK.
Yeah, absolutely. I completed a degree in human resources and I went to corporate. I worked for 3 companies. My last job was with Nedbank, head office in Sandton. I work as an HR consultant. I did well, but I had dreams. You know, I knew by the age of 24, I must hand in my resignation. So I resigned to start my own company.
I've got a question.
Yep.
So my question is, why do you think a lot of people are clouded by doing well that they neglect what they need to do? Especially when it comes to their passion or their real talent.
Yes. I think, you know, if you know exactly where you want to be, I mean, I had a goal that by the age of 24, I should be starting my own business. So I forgot about being comfortable. I had a bond, of course.
Okay.
I had a car at the time. I remember my mom saying, how are you going to afford to pay these things? And I said, watch me. So, yeah, I was lucky because it was after the NETCO and BOE merger. So I got voluntary retrenchment package. So I was paid for 3 months.
Only? I thought it was big. It was like they pay you for a whole of the year.
It's mostly 3 months.
Ronama corporates will tell you it's only 3 months. Happy when now you don't know.
Guys, no, you don't understand. What I'm saying is that, you know, I would have loved to be in that position where they're like, we're going to give you a voluntary retrenchment, whatever.
Yes.
But then I was thinking maybe it's like a good, like $1 million or something.
No, it's only 3 months salary.
3 months salary, no.
So yeah,
including your leave.
Yeah.
Your leave days. Mm.
But then if I'm earning 2,000, so I'm only going to get 6,000.
6,000.
I never. Shame. Then
the
I don't think.
And then there's tax.
Okay,
you can sit at home
and strategize.
Thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was single at the time. I was living in mid-rent, so I took my other bedroom, converted into an office, and I started. And my first break was with a bank. They really gave me a break. I remember after leaving that meeting, I was only 24, you know, tiny, sitting in a boardroom, and they're like, what is this all about? And I told them what I'm capable of, and they said, okay, we're going to give you 3 months probation, prove yourself. And I never looked back. 2 months down the line, I was out of my house. I had offices in Parkmore, and the rest is history.
Park Mall.
Yeah.
Wow. But I can't even afford to walk in Park Mall.
I remember. I mean, I started with recruitment, and I must say it was booming at the time.
Yeah.
We did extremely well in the first year of our business.
This is RecuTrain now.
Yes, it's RecuTrain.
Okay, what I wanted to ask you about RecuTrain is that obviously you were doing placement.
Yes.
Finding, you know.
Yeah.
Placing graduates, undergraduates, different types of people into different fields.
Yeah.
But now, don't you think now, in the past few years, I don't know if you're still doing RecuTrain as well.
Yeah.
But then in the past few years, the level of unemployment has gone so high that you actually see graduates on the intersections,
on the pavement,
with their qualifications.
It's really
saying,
tough.
Someone
me.
Give
it's,
me a job because they've just been applying.
Yes.
And what has changed since then? I don't know if are people studying or getting qualifications of jobs that are now deemed kind of redundant or that are no longer unnecessary
reason.
Or that, you know, because I can't understand. Someone would be like, that they're not a graduate, but they've never sat down. They've been working all their lives, and someone is sitting there with a master's degree, and they can't work. And on top of that, you find that someone is not as resourceful because babangidi bookworm, I guess.
Yes.
They're not as resourceful. They can't say, let me sell magwenya in the meantime while I'm waiting for, you know. But then what has changed? What do you think has made the
big
difference?
I think there's very few companies. That's why entrepreneurship is very important. I mean, you still have people who are in their 60s still in corporate companies. So, you know, there's few jobs, unfortunately. And we are growing as a country. We've got a lot of graduates. So that's where the challenge is.
Yeah, and I think
that's
also
why we need to create jobs.
Yeah. So, and because that's actually my area of study as well. And one of the things that, for example, Zimbabwe just passed on a legislation or a bill that wants to turn local institutions into industrial hubs. And I think what needs to happen is that universities, because, for example, you are faced with like lecturers that are about to retire. And then they kind of like push new content that is relevant to the market. So you find that a university still does a programming language that is 30 years old. And then the industry doesn't want that. So you are looking at a graduate who's going to have a 30-year-old programming language. They have a qualification. Nobody uses it. Nobody wants them. So it's quite a huge conundrum in terms of that. But also, I think I like what Rami is saying in terms of looking at the unemployment rate back then versus how it has skyrocketed now. And obviously, what integrated approach do we need in order for... Because also what I find from experience is that industry doesn't necessarily talk a lot to academia. So industry expects good caliber, you know, graduates.
Absolutely.
And then the universities are calculating without involving the industry. As a result, then you have this gap of challenges. Yeah. Okay. So and back on to what types of replacements, I mean, of placements were booming back then?
Okay. We specialize in financials. Yeah, we were mostly concentrating on financial institutions, your banks, your insurance companies. Yeah.
Okay.
And then any like, are you planning on branching into something else different? I mean, obviously, you don't go into branch into my kind of line, but besides financials, what about medics? Because
I know
a couple of doctors that are basically sitting down.
Yes.
And I was saying to one of them, so why don't you just go and volunteer in any of the hospitals or at a practice or something like that. But obviously it becomes a bit of with medics is a bit risky. You have to be properly registered.
Absolutely.
Because if something happens, there's an accident, who do they sue?
Yes.
You know, you take out the wrong kidney during a transplant.
Are you telling me that doctors are also unemployed?
Yes, lots of doctors are unemployed. Lots of doctors, lots of attorneys, lots of lawyers, lots of attorneys. People are just sitting there with lots of qualifications. And I've also not only afford them, but they don't need it, what you just said in terms of speciality. Like, you find that the qualifications that they have, then it's like you need to update yourself daily.
Absolutely.
Learn what's in, what's new. You need to be sitting on top of your game all the time, you know. So when someone comes in with a CV, a particular qualification, and you can see, okay, it's it complies with what you are doing. But then you can see some of the things are lacking, and you know that with this kind of qualification, it's going to be difficult to try and place you. Do you then advise?
Hence,
I'm an
all rounder because I'm in training as well.
Yeah,
accredited training provider, and I'm also an image consultant. So you'll find a candidate who's got the best qualifications, you know, but image wise, communication is a problem. Or maybe she needs, you know, a few catch-up session to just say, hey, you know, upgrade yourself in this, and then you'll make it in an interview. And yeah, we upskill them. We upskill them, and we've seen a lot of improvement.
And is this a service that someone is going to pay for?
Pay, absolutely.
And how do you do that? I mean, obviously, if I'm new, I'm not working.
Yes.
I don't have money to pay
if
you.
If you're new and you're not working, hence, I have workshops, free workshops, mostly for girls. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I believe my purpose is with women and girls.
True.
So
true.
I run free workshops for them, image management, you know, leadership skills and so forth.
So if you just joined us, we are talking to Bonso Manzi, who is an all-rounder CEO, MD, image consultant, the works. And if you want to interact with us or ask a question, 0797482090 is our WhatsApp number in studio, 0797482090. Now, Bonso, let's create a belated moment for an entrepreneur who feels that it's getting tough to get business. And what would be some of your advice around helping businesses to reinvent themselves, to stay relevant? I mean, you've been running a business for how long now?
For about 12 years
12
now.
Years. But then how do you reinvent yourself to stay relevant and obviously tap into, you know, for example, looking at the current 2017 trends around uncharted territories where, for example, you have over 24 industry sectors, but then obviously you got to create other sectors in order for you to survive.
Absolutely. I mean, I look at my journey. I was very clever because I diversified. I was started in recruitment and then I branched out into image management and then into training as well, and I went into publishing. At the end of the day, we are sitting with a lot of gifts and talents. I mean, God has blessed us with so many gifts and talents. You need to look at your passion, the things that you really, really love to do, and then work on them.
Okay.
Yeah, and make them be part of your business, because, you know, it will come out naturally. I mean, I'm also a speaker. You can wake me up at 11 p.m. I will speak in front of people. I love it. I just love it. I love writing. You know, you just diversify and you will definitely make money out of your passions.
Okay, we're going to talk about your writing as well. But before we do that, I can see that...
we got something.
Buleng, yes.
Ah, nice.
Because I said people who send us personal messages, we disqualify them. So she has sent a message on WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number on Cliff Central. And she says, my regular Monday morning miracle, the belated team. And she says, yes, I requalified myself. And she's laughing with tears coming out of her eyes. She put emojis saying,
Bling, you are awesome.
You are requalified. You are back in the game.
Yeah.
You are back in the game. You are requalified. Okay, you wrote a book, Sisterhood Charter. And I saw one of the taglines was retracting the claws
and holding up the ladder.
Yeah. And can you just tell us a bit about that?
Rami, as a qualified image consultant, I did a lot of workshops as well as women high teas, you know, events for women. And majority of women were telling me the same thing. Women are not united. Women are just not supporting each other enough. You know, women are not authentic. Women are not true sisters in a way. And I thought, we really need to look at this issue. So I wrote a book titled Sisterhood Charter, just to say to women, listen, you have your own journey. Rami has her own journey. Stop comparing. Just concentrate on your journey, and I believe life will be good. Because this thing of, you know, killing each other, you know, pulling each other down, jealousy, you know, it's really taking us back. We'll not prosper the way we're supposed to prosper because of those little issues. But the minute you understand that you were created for a purpose, and only you can do what you're supposed to do on this earth. I mean, we can do the same things as women. You can be a speaker, Rami. I can be a speaker. But when you're on that stage, you're going to put your little chakalaka into your talk. It will not be the same as sponsors. So imagine all women understand that we are different. We are created for different purposes. I think we'll go very far if we stop pulling each other down, if we stop, you know, killing each other, not celebrating each other. You look at media, most of the time they compare women than men. And what do women do? then there's a beef between the two of them because media compared them. Mm. Why?
I partly agree with what you're saying. Mm. In fact, I wanted to... I'm glad you touched on that because I was going to say sometimes the whole beef thing or the conflict, it is not necessarily started by women.
No.
Mm. It is someone else.
Someone else.
Because one of the things that I know that I've been brought up on, and we all know when we were growing up that women are serious unifiers. Mm.
Yes.
Because Stokvel, it's
absolutely
a bunch of women. We are the people who take out money every month, and then when someone has died, the women run there. You know, there's so many things, whether you look at it culturally, racially, where you were brought up, in terms of where you stayed, the women knew how to stand together.
Absolutely.
But it's always if someone, a foreign something, that doesn't understand or get the meaning of what women want to do, then as soon as they cut in, I don't know how they do such a good job, to the point that then we end up having things like beef and all of that.
Yes,
but but I mean, now with I think with even with Sisterhood Chatter, even with the fabulous women, the Fab Girls, you have a group of women that stand with you all the time.
All the time.
I mean, I mean, I've seen people like Jabulile, people like Nontlantla Mnisi.
Absolutely.
You know, people are just coming in numbers and numbers. Like, you can never have an event
without
and not have
support.
All these powerful women with their own platforms,
absolutely.
With their own books, with their own media houses, companies, and all of that, not coming through to support, you know? And I like that it's an agenda that you're pushing. And when you start doing it with the young girls, then they'll get hold of it, they will grasp it. And then when something like that happens from the outside, we all know it's a whole total rubbish. Don't focus on that.
I think
it would be good for us to also touch on, you know, you are here now, mature, and you know, a unifier.
Yes.
What were some of the challenges that you had yourself, you know, the claws coming out for you, especially running your business, you know? Yeah. So where were some of those challenges, and how did they groom you
into
to be where you are up until the Sisterhood Charter?
I'll be honest. I had a lot of support from women. I mean, my business life, you know, also personal. Where everything started was when I was in Soshanguve as a young girl. I told you I'm a PK, so my mom's house was forever crowded by people, you know, women. I mean, she's the first lady for a church. However, you know, she's the first lady for everyone in the neighborhood. And there were a lot of women who were coming to our house, and I'll eavesdrop and listen to the stories and the challenges. Me wa go next door, ungeditse in, ungeditse munna heba too, you know? And,
you know, ungeditse munna, munna left.
From a young age, exactly, thank you.
Like umokokile, no.
You decided to bubble.
Nah, never. No one is going to prove that stand on me.
Women are going through this.
You know, exactly.
You know? And like I said, I had so many support from women. However, you can imagine a 24-year-old starting out a business. I mean, my business boomed in the first year. I did extremely well. My life changed for the better. And I lost friends in the process.
Yeah.
I was raised by a very strong mom, you know, who told me that whoever doesn't stand you, then they must move away from you. So I'm one of those who will sit with you and say, listen, you are destructive in my, you know, my journey.
In your journey,
so let's cut ties. So I had women who were trying to pull me down. I had women who were not really supportive. I lost good friends in the process because you can imagine, you know how society is like. You can't work, start your own business, and then your love life is also good as well. You know, there's those little silly things. There should be something wrong with you. And then you get married, like you sit with your husband for about close to 3 years, and then, she can't bear kids, you know? Not knowing that you have a plan of your life. So yes, I had a lot of challenges as well, but I didn't allow them to derail me or to affect me. But it also shaped the way I look at life.
Let's talk about Managing Stress 101. Yes. Because clearly you found a formula mm-hmm. that works for you. So if a young girl or a young lady, a young businesswoman is listening to the show right now,
yeah.
and then they are going through the same, what are some of the basic things they need to do mm-hmm. in managing such hate, you know, mm-hmm. such, you know, rejection?
I mean, there's a peer pressure mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, and peer pressure.
And peer pressure, yeah.
And also now with the blesser situation that yes. she cannot be driving such a,
yeah.
a you know, an expensive car without... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some guy, you know, financing it or whatever.
Yes. Mm. The most important thing is to know who you are and why are you here on mm. this earth. Mm. And I believe the more you develop yourself, you gain so much confidence. You can imagine if you study very hard, you know, you gain so much confidence that you know that you know that you can achieve mm. everything that you want in life, to the point that you... even forget about what other people are saying. You don't care what people mm-hmm. are saying. You become so authentic about who you are. You don't succumb to peer pressure. You don't care whether your friend is driving a Maserati from the blesser, because mm. you know you'll be able to buy that Maserati on your own. Mm. You know. So the most important thing is to know who you are, know why you are here, love yourself so much and protect your heart, protect your body at the same time. There is no way that you can protect your body and succumb to the blesser.
Mm.
You yeah. can't love yourself so much and, you know, have mm. a blesser, because if you love who you are, you look at yourself in the mirror and say, you can do it. You can do it. You can buy that Maserati. You can make it in life, mm. irrespective of haters. Haters are your fans, man. They are hiding. They are your fans. They celebrate you in the corner. You know, they do. They celebrate
they're
in the corner.
Out.
Yeah, they're checking you out. So, yeah, you shouldn't, you know, give them your attention at all.
Okay, goodness. Okay, you have got two kids, by the way. Ne?
Yes.
Oh, did you make a third one without my knowledge?
No, I'm done.
Oh, are you
yeah,
done?
I
are
am
you sure?
So done. Yes, definitely.
And how old are your kids now?
11 and 8.
And you've got girls.
No, a boy.
No,
and
a boy
girl.
And a girl. Yeah. Who's the older?
A boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, tell me about your little boy, and what does the little boy think of mommy?
The little boy, oh, my little boy, he calls me my, you know, his girlfriend. He loves me to bits. I get messages on WhatsApp every day. Mommy, I love you. Mommy, I adore you.
Oh,
I
gosh.
Mean, he told me, Mom, I'm going to marry a woman like you. And yeah. I was like,
I was going to, that's
no,
where I was going.
No, 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 no.
That's where I was going. You know,
so, you know, he really understands that Mommy is a woman empowerment activist. Mm-hmm. So he's very careful in the things that he does in the house. He knows that yeah. he's supposed to, you know, clean up just yeah. like girls. So mm-hmm. I reprimand everyone in the house. Don't tell my girl to wash the dishes and not my boy. So I'm raising them the same way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, technically boys always have like
yeah.
the advantage.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah, now yeah. he's going out to play with his friends
yes.
and while the
and
other
the girl
one,
must do
the girl must do the dishes. Yeah. And
my daughter is like, Mommy, miniature version of me. I mean,
oh,
the
no.
other day I was
We're
listening
in trouble.
To, yeah. Definitely. You know, I was listening to a video that my son recorded of her and she was pretending like she's a speaker speaking to women. And I was like, oh, wow.
Wow.
That is so
what are,
wow.
What are some of the things she was saying in the video?
She was saying, women, you shouldn't allow the world to pull you down. And I thought, oh, no. Because I take her with to some of my events.
Yeah.
You see, but she's learning because
yeah,
she can
is.
See, you know, she can
yeah.
see that. Okay, no, that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk. Can we go back to talk about your book, Sisterhood Charter?
Yes.
You know, what is the book about? I know it's you talk about how sisters can uplift each other and
yes.
all of that. But then, do you have any particular stories that you
yes.
tell in your book?
Absolutely.
You know, as reference and
yeah.
you know. Of proper life people.
Absolutely.
Like Romeo did this and this and this and I didn't
no,
appreciate
not
it.
No, really,
no, no,
not
no, I mean no, I mean not like I'm just
she's
teasing.
Just giving
I'm
an just, example.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no.
Don't
but
worry,
I'm saying,
she's not referring to me.
You know why I'm saying that? Because sometimes another thing that people get turned off from books sometimes is when they cannot relate.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So in fact I'm just
yeah.
trying to I want you to tell the listeners about the way your book is so relatable
yes,
and
yes,
that you
yeah.
even give tangible and see and,
yes.
and examples that they
Absolutely.
Can actually see.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do
no,
that.
No, definitely, definitely. I mean, I've got a girl called Marang in the book. You know,
yeah.
just making examples because I talk about if you want to be an authentic sister. I mean, we are all surrounded by sisters.
Mm.
Yeah.
We have sisters. you know, left and right. But the question is, are they authentic? You know, so for you to be an authentic sister, I believe you need to be content with who you are.
Content with
you. You must be happy with your life, because if you are content, there is just no way you're going to be jealous of another woman, irrespective of where you are in life.
Yeah.
All your friends can be successful and you can be at the bottom. But if you're content, you are so comfortable with yourself. You know that you have a vision. You know that you're going to achieve your goals one day. So there is just no way you'll be jealous or try to pull us another sister down. I mean, I look at my best friend, Max. Max is such a good, authentic sister. We've been friends back in the days from Susanguve when we were 13 years, and we've walked the journey together, and she is absolutely amazing. So I've got a good example of what an authentic sister is supposed to be, hence I protect my space, you know.
And what also, just on the, you know, as a businesswoman, you know, you kind of like have to juggle between being a mother, you know, a wife, and how important it is to actually marry someone or be with someone who is very supportive, number one, of your vision, because obviously you would have started this thing on paper and obviously they see it grow. Because sometimes you'll find that even though the conversation is about sisters pulling them down, I think as a man we also can pull a sister down.
Absolutely.
So then how do we, you know, what is the importance of having a very supportive partner?
It is very, very important. I always say, my friends were laughing at me when my husband you know, proposed, because I think we dated for about 6 months and then he proposed. And when my friends heard that, I took him out on dinner to just have, you know, question and answer session. It is very, very, even today, he still talks about it. Like, this woman was interrogating me. What are your goals? What are your future plans? What do you want in a wife? You know, I ask him the right questions to protect myself. At the end of the day, I mean, he's a Zulu man, a professional one, though. He's extremely supportive. But ladies, you need to spend time with your future partner and ask the right questions. How would you feel when I have to travel for 2 months on business? You know, before you say I do, it's it's very important to clarify all those little things. My friends were saying I'm too much, but I think they worked out for me. And today I am with, for 13 years this year, I'm with a man who's extremely, extremely supportive. He understands who I am. He supports my vision all the way.
That for me took the cup. Do we have any other question? I just want to sink it in.
What, you're letting sink the whole thing. I understand and I get that whole interviewing the guy. Hey, but people can sell you dreams,
Definitely.
People can sell you dreams, and and people, everyone is an entrepreneur, and they're trying to make it out there in life, and then you actually realize, no, it's just a phase. They're not trying to work. They don't want to do anything. True. Okay, let's talk about the communities that you have worked with. I know you've got different schools in Soshanguve, not only just Soshanguve, but all around, all over, nationwide, that you constantly go there, you give talks, the girls have got their journals, they've got their, the diaries, obviously, and then they've got the book, and then they must each daily go through the motions of saying, today I'm not feeling good, today I'm upset about this, today I'm happy about this, today I achieved this, I'm happy that this and that happened, I'm excited about a new project, my marks have gone up, and all of this. So how many talks do you do? And it's probably not a set number, but how many do you hope to do in a year, for instance? And do you have any media partners, people who come together with you to say, okay, for, because we know you give schools books, for your books, this is what we'll do. If your book is 50 rand, we'll meet you halfway and pay half of that to different schools so that your book can be all over, can be distributed, so that your project can be successful. You know, do you have people who really support you, or are you in a position where you need more support, where you need people to come on board and work together with you?
I'll be honest, I do not have any support. I mean, most of the support we get towards the awards, you know. But what I do, I support five schools each and every year. The two schools are the schools that we put in a workshop for 6 months, you know, grooming the girls on leadership, character building. We also give them entrepreneur skills, because I look at the skills that I have as a facilitator, coach, and I use that to empower young women and girls. And then the other three schools, I just go there for talks. Like, for example, last year I did a couple of talks in Danzani and then Deep Sloot, and then we chose as two schools in Alexander that we walk the journey with for a year until we even get to the awards. You know,
okay. And which grades? Which grades do you?
11 and 12.
Grade 11 and 12.
Yes. Okay. Grade 11 and 12, and then the best performers, then we choose them to come and attend awards with us, and then we allocate mentors for the girls.
I've got an idea for you. So I've worked in publishing, especially in the education space.
Yes.
And you have these service providers that provide textbooks and all that. And my suggestion is maybe have a meeting.
Yes.
With we can kind of like take that conversation offline to see, which, because I know there's one that will probably sponsor you.
Yes.
Especially for the work of the, you know, the students and so forth.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted us to, let's talk a little bit about expand on the awards.
Yes.
And how they work and who can enter and what kind of categories do you have?
We have different categories. I mean, I emphasize character building. You know, I'm very famous on character building. So we have a category, integrity award.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, you see the world. They say you can't make it without bribing, without sleeping, without... And I say you can do it.
Yeah.
You can make it in life without... you know, losing your dignity for it. So we have Integrity Award. We have Sisterhood Award, a woman who is supporting other sisters.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And we also have Philanthropist Award. We have Fabulous Woman of the Year. That's an all-rounder who is doing everything, integrity, a sister, and so forth. Then we've got a Fabulous Girl of the Year.
And these ones from the schools?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And what is the criteria to enter? Because someone might be listening and they feel they have integrity.
If you see a woman with integrity, you know, I know, especially that category, it's very, very difficult to choose. But you work with an amazing woman. We are not picky. We are not after well-known people. We just want simple South African women who are making a huge difference in people's lives. Then you can apply and enter for them.
So when do people apply? When do people submit?
Yes.
When is the closing date?
They start applying in June, and then the closing date is end of June.
So just for the month of June, that's the only time.
June,
and how many people can I nominate? Five people?
Yes, you can nominate.
You can nominate
five
as many people as you want.
Yes, absolutely.
And what do you put there?
And then the
who
judges
they are,
will choose.
You put a bit of profile, who they are, what they've done, and all of that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then the awards usually are towards the end of the year, right?
August. First week of
August. You've got a month to then scale it down and choose the finalists,
choose
the nominees, and then eventually the winner.
Yeah.
No one is voting. It's like the panel of judges.
No one is voting. It's just panel of judges.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where do you see the awards in the next few years?
Oh,
I mean, what are your dreams?
I believe they're going to grow so much that will go into Africa. I'm very big on Africa as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just want to make a difference in South Africa. So I see us being an African country, empowering women on how to be authentic, how to have integrity, how to be, you know, authentic sisters as well.
How do you deal? I think it's always good to bring out the fun side, you know, the finished product.
Yes.
What are some of the frustrations that you have to go through? Because I want to give someone who's listening an idea of saying, you know, all this doesn't come, there's so much sweat, tears,
oh,
and frustrations.
There is tears, sweat, especially and, you know, for the awards.
Yeah, and
we
dealing with the rejection.
To get,
you know, get
a sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
I think about two consecutive years, I had to sit my husband down and say, "Hey, babes, can we sponsor?"
Can we sponsor the awards?
The awards, you know?
Oh,
so, it's such a difficult thing to secure a sponsor. I think most companies will go for the spotlight awards than... making a difference.
So I understand what you mean.
So that is the challenge. So it's such hard work. It's hard work. But you know, if you're passionate about something, you end up taking out from your pocket and making sure they happen, because all you're thinking about is the 100 girls who'll be in that room, dressed up, looking good, and being empowered by other women. Yeah.
All right, it's almost time up.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't notice.
Yes.
Oh, no, we've got another 2 minutes or so.
Yeah,
So, Fire Factory.
So, if, let's say, we had, you know, you said, and this were your words, so I'm going to put you on the spot. Mm-hmm. And you said if we woke up at 11, you would speak.
Yes.
So here you are. There's 100 girls listening right now because, alas, we didn't know that they are using our podcast as a lesson in class. Mm. They are listening.
Yeah.
What would you say to grade 9s right now listening on this show?
Yeah, I would say find out what your purpose is, love yourself, be content with who you are, and be authentic, man. Stop putting fake pictures on Instagram for people to like you. Just be who you are. The right people will follow you.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it? Were you not going to say something else? I just keep, you know, like it's it, you know you
want
you
more.
Said it, yeah. But the, what I'm saying more. Is that you spoke it. You said that, like,
yeah.
You do sound like someone who can be woken up at 11 and speak.
Okay,
like you didn't go like, just be yourself, and be your thing. You just went, okay, do this, be this, be that,
absolutely,
and bim, we're done,
just like that.
Okay, cool. So. We've spoken about the awards. Yeah. Are you any plans of writing your second book? I remember you said in the next 5 years you would have wanted to have written 3 books.
No, definitely.
So it's one down.
Yes, one down.
And 2 to go.
So I'm working on the second one.
And what is it about? Is it another?
It's, you know, sisterhood now. With sisterhood. A lot of meat.
With a lot of meat.
Yes, with a whole lot of meat. And concrete.
And
like
lesson
evidence learned
as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you are self-published, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You're self-published.
Yeah.
And what, any plans of looking into like partnerships with...
another publisher.
Another publisher, you know, and all of that. Is that something you might
look
into?
Not really. It hasn't even come to my mind. I would like to grow my publishing company.
Okay.
I see my business, you know, publishing black stories.
Yeah.
Because that's what we need in the country.
Also, you definitely know about Blackbirds.
Blackbird books.
Yeah, I mean, hello.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm learning.
You are learning.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I have a question. See, talking about self-publishers, what were some of your challenges in getting your book published? Yeah. Because I know when you also have a magazine.
Yes, definitely.
And I know the pains and the challenge you've had in getting the magazine into the bookstores.
Yeah.
What are some of, you know, someone wants to publish their book and people think, you know, it's easy to just write and publish. What are some of the ideas?
I mean, if you have the money for printing, it's easy. You know, get to pay the editor and so forth. But the challenge is distribution.
Yeah.
Because most retailers will send you to 4 or 5 distributors that they work with.
Yeah. And, so you know, only take your book if it comes via.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've been fighting that for many years. I won with my diary and journal. I distribute directly to CNA, so there's no effect.
Yeah.
And which is great. I believe we need to kick those doors. We need to fight
absolutely.
To get what we want. So mostly the challenge is distribution with especially with the book.
Mm.
Yeah, with the book. Because, you know, challenges of I'm going to take this cut. It's like I work for free. No ways.
Mm.
So, it's better to just self-publish it and sell it. I mean, I'm selling it a lot in corporate companies, government departments, and so forth. Yeah.
Mm. And your magazine, quickly. Yes. And your magazine. I know that it's a quarterly. So you see,
it's annually.
It's annually.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
we
only
move from quarterly
you move from
to
quarterly
annually.
To annually. That's what I was going to ask. Then okay, and then that as well goes into like a CNA. Did you get like a deal like that where you can actually distribute it into a CNA?
Yes, definitely. With that, we're using a distributor RNA.
Oh, okay, it's, okay,
we're still
okay.
Trying to get our foot into. Mm. Distributing it,
And then obviously to work out. Okay, but it's been good.
I'm glad, I'm happy, and I am done talking. Thank you. You see, I've always said the power of a speaker is know when to shut up.
Okay, thank you. Okay. We appreciate that, Madam Zal. You should have done that 12 minutes ago, but we will just continue.
Yes.
But it's fine. Unfortunately, we have run out of time.
Okay.
But it's been an absolute pleasure having you here, Ponzo. But please tell us when is your next. Gathering.
Yes.
I know the awards are coming in August.
Yeah.
And in terms of your schools, any of the projects that you'd like to highlight?
We need a lot of support from women, I mean, from different industries.
And what kind of support do you need? Do you need money? Do you need people to come on board to help mentor?
Money,
do you need
people
who can come for free to come and speak to your girls?
Yes,
do you need a car sponsorship? What do you want?
To the girls.
Okay.
Yes, we need car sponsorship. You know, we need a lot of things, especially for our workshops with the girls. This year we chose Tembisa, so we'll be hosting two schools in Tembisa, and we definitely need help. Chartered accountants, pilot, women who are pilots, these girls who like to be a pilot, business women, we really, really need support. Our next gig is a sisterhood dialogue. I've started launching the dialogues because I believe it's very important, you know, for women to sit down and talk. So the next one is in June the 5th, and
And where is it? Oh, in Tembisa. That's the Tembisa.
No, not the Tembisa. Okay. Tembisa is the school. So the dialogue is for the dialogues.
Is that the legacy project?
Yes, absolutely.
What is the website so that people can join?
People can go into my website, bontomanzi.com, or email info@fabulouswoman.co.za.
Okay, cool. So we'll get all the details there. Yeah. We wish you all the best with all the different projects that you're doing. I mean, I tried to count on my fingers. They just went over. I mean, it's so many. And we hope all of them will work out. But I mean, with someone who's as driven as you, we don't have a choice. It will have to be.
Absolutely.
So it's been good. It's been real. And we are so out of here. Join us again.
Cheers.
On Belighted next week. Mm. Belighted with Rami and Romy. You'll be good.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nonhlanhla Mdluli.
Hi, this is Thabo Mdluli. You're on Belighted with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central. Unradio, unscripted, uncensored. That's beautiful.
All right, Paul, it's day 539 of Becky's Not Over Brad Marathon.
We're here live on a frankly delicious bolognese stain on the living room wall.
I love what she hasn't done with her hair.
Stunning.
You know?
Works so well with that dirty, oversized ex-boyfriend sweater.
And looks like we'll kick things off with a hit of the old cheese in a can.
Classic.
I mean, if that isn't perfectly timed, cheesy aerosol magnificence, I don't know what is.
Me neither, Ken. Now look at this focus.
Yeah.
This commitment to season 3 of Obese Brides.
That's fat. I mean, 6 hours and counting. Unwavering.
Stop that.
Oh, another hit of cheese. And looks like she'll break now for some social media stalking.
Swiping through the ex's photos like a wildcat in a litter box.
She's already zooming in on a pic of the ex snogging a random.
Observe the bottom lip quiver, the face crumple. Nice, there is a bubble in that left nostril. That is moist.
Oh, this is big. Whoa, hold it. Hold it, Paul. Oh,
yes.
This seems to be an 8.7 on the ugly cry scale, Paul.
Yes, what a moment. You know what? I think this calls for some annoying face buzzing, Ken.
Agreed. Right behind you, Paul. Right behind you.
Flies see too much. Kill them. With fast, deadly doom.
And we are coming to you live from a poster on the wall of Stephen's bedroom.
This is a glorious day for a home game. Arguably the under 13 first kiss event of the decade.
That's right. Underarm conditions, a touch humid.
I don't think there's a dry pit in the house, Ken.
No, it's understandable, Paul. I mean, a lot of bounce on that throat nubbin did give away for the old yawn into stretch and shoulder grab combo. That's a classic.
Classic. His form, not quite on point, but you can't argue with those results. He has the opposition right where he wants her, locked between pit and palm.
Exactly. I mean, look at that circular caressing motion. Man, that is some sexy circling.
And yet he's unlikely to find boobage that far north.
That's right.
But he sure is showing this girl's shoulder a good time.
Oh, hold the phone. He's going in.
Yes.
Eyes closed, mouth open at full extension.
That is a generous use of tongue.
Nailing it with that full facial action.
Ah, and the sweet sucking sound of success.
Oh,
this is just beautiful.
Flies see too much. Kill them. With fast, deadly doom.
CliffCentral.com